Hey, what's going on, my friends? This is Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. We have, you know, yet another awesome episode planned for you this morning. A former banker, as you can read if you're watching here on Facebook, a former banker finding huge success online. And we have so many people from so many different walks of life. I'm excited to talk this morning to Aslam. Welcome, my friend.
Morning. Afternoon on my side, but morning to yourself. Thanks, Dave, for having me on.
Yes. Hey, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. So tell us what brought you online and what led you to Legendary?
It's been quite a journey. I got started in network marketing back in 2014. After trying it a few years prior, I just never took it seriously, and then got back in 2014. I had some success with that company in that first year. I made a little bit of money. It wasn't that much, but I made some decent money. And by 2017, I was like everyone, every other network marketer finds out, you struggle to find leads. And I was in that NFL club, you know, no friends, family left to show the deal to. So I was frustrated. I'd lost my master big team, and I started looking online. I was on Facebook searching for an answer. I came across an ad on Facebook. I clicked on it, and I got into an attraction marketing program. I did some online training with them, learned how to build funnels and that sort of thing, and that's where it all started. And I started getting into affiliate marketing literally only this year, to be honest. I was having some success in network marketing. I saw the previous company, you know, as is sometimes unfortunately a bit common with network marketing companies, sometimes they have issues. And with the previous one I was with, I was not one of the top earners or anything like that. But I saw guys who had reached the top rank in that company, and all of a sudden that company went through issues. And these guys lost their businesses, lost their homes, lost their cars. And it was a sort of an education point for me. And I used my online skills. I started becoming much better at getting leads online. I started building this current company about 2 years ago. And they started having some challenges. You know, payments started becoming slow. But I've been making some good money in it. But in January, I thought, you know what, I'm a bit exposed over here. I need to start looking at how to, you know, diversify my income. So I had actually gotten involved with Legendary, I think around November, and I was just watching all the trainings in the back office. And I started implementing some of the stuff. I had a TikTok account, which I wasn't really taking seriously. And I'm sure we'll get to it. But, you know, literally with some of the education that I learned in that, I signed up for the Marketers Club as well. And I was running through these trainings. I was just watching the videos and taking notes. And I started implementing around January, and my TikTok account went from about 1,000 followers, and right now it's sitting at just under 21,000 followers. So it's grown really, really fast, and it's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting for those of you who have never generated leads online. If you have done any network marketing, if you have done any sort of, you know, face-to-face marketing, sales, business networking, when you start generating leads online, I can remember it felt like magic to me. I thought, oh my gosh, I've been running around face-to-face, trying to call people, picking up this 500-pound phone, you know, and it was, wow, business was hard for me before I found the internet. And I was unsure if I was actually going to be able to succeed. And when I found the internet, then I was 24, 25 years old. It gave this young ex high school dropout. It gave this guy with no credibility. It gave this guy with limited reach. I had a small warm circle. So I didn't have a lot of people to actually prospect. And I hadn't earned any of their respect because I was recently homeless. I was just getting my life together, you know, so it wasn't like anybody was looking to me for financial advice. So how has the business world and just money making and opportunity opened up to you now that you're learning these internet marketing skills and that you are learning how to become the hunted online rather than the hunter? Because there are multiple levels to this. You know, you get online and at first you're the hunter. Hey, I bet somebody's hunting watching this show right now. Hey, has anybody gotten a private message from anybody while you're actually watching the show by somebody? What they're doing is they're prospecting you. They're acting like they're going to befriend you, and then eventually there's going to be some probably rather shady business opportunity that comes along. We also have this happen all day, every day in our Facebook group. You know, people are messaging people and they literally, that's their business, and it's grueling. And so there's this second phase. There's level one, which is you're offline and you're grinding. You're just calling people and you're knocking on doors. Then you come online, you get on Facebook, right? And everybody thinks that's internet marketing. Now you can start private messaging everybody and in harassing everybody on Facebook, right? And then there's a level where you start to build influence, where you no longer are the one who's having to message everybody, and you no longer have to get blocked by everybody on Facebook because you're that guy or that girl, right? But now you're actually doing what you're doing, Aslam, which is you are now the hunted. You have people that are now coming after you. What comes up for you about what I just said and how powerful it is to continue to learn these skills till you can eventually get to that place to where you are the hunted, not the hunter?
Firstly, I can relate to everything you said. You know, I think I had success in that first network marketing company because I did have a certain level of credibility. I was a banker. I was in banking for 18 years prior to leaving in 2019. So, and I started other businesses. So people saw me as someone that was credible and they got started with me. And I was that guy. I was calling everyone. So I can relate to what you're saying because I just didn't want to lose any money when I got started that first time. So I was dialing the phone, going to people's homes, meeting them in shopping malls. I did all that. And guess what? That level two that you're speaking about, where I was the prospector online, I did that. I literally had, and I still have a spreadsheet that I keep as a reminder because I used to send 100 copy and paste messages a day, every day. I was that guy. I had a script and I would send that out. I kid you not, we're in 2022 right now. I was sending these messages out somewhere when I was struggling around 2017. I still have people that are finding those messages right now, 5 years later. They find the message. I'm not even with that company anymore. And they're like, what was this all about? And I find it like so weird.
Because hey, I'm man, like, hey, that's a hot prospect, right? They got back to you in 3 years. 5 years, actually.
5 years. So it was, it's crazy. I mean, I still get them and I have conversations with these people and I use that as a story right now when I'm showing people what I used to go through, because a lot of people, you're right, people do think that making money online is putting spammy messages on social media and saying, listen, here's this cup, come and buy the cup. The cup's awesome. It's made of plastic or porcelain or whatever. But you know, when you start learning real marketing skills, it's been weird because in the current MLM that I'm in, I've probably recruited well over 100 people. Out of those 100 people, man, I think maybe 95% of those people reached out to me, which was weird. Okay, because I was building an audience before that, and I didn't notice the power or the strength of building an audience only until I got involved at this level. But now I know how to build funnels, and I try my best not to get involved on a very personal level. But I do get involved on the affiliate side. I noticed that in my case, I have to get involved personally. But I think that's all about, you know, the evolution as a marketer. That's the evolution as a marketer. You've got to go through that crawling phase before you can get to that automated phase. It's necessary.
Yeah. And I don't know if automated is the right word, but it's, I know exactly what you mean, because we all have to be new and we all have to go through the phase where we both are I sort of describe it like this. And I think you said something to this effect earlier in the show, where we'll buy a training, like somebody will buy a legendary, and maybe like yourself, you're certainly not a dumb person. You've got some raw sales and marketing skills, but you want to take it to the next level. You want to take it to the next level. However, we all have this thing in us that sort of says, no, I don't know if I really want to do that. I think I might know better, right? And so we'll start the course and then we'll get into it. And then we actually won't implement it. We won't follow all the way through. And we'll default back to what's comfortable or what seems like it's easier. And so a lot of times that's where we all become vulnerable for shiny object syndrome. Because once I get into a course or a training and I realize, oh, wow, there's some work I got to do here. If my default thought to that work is maybe I'll hold off on it and try it my way, what really I'm doing is avoiding what I need to go through so I can continue the shiny object searching for the easy button or the easier, softer way. And that's what happens. People, I think, get into shiny object syndrome, jumping around. But you had mentioned when you first started that you didn't take action right away or something. Did you say that you had started the challenge right away and then you didn't actually start marketing for some months later? Did I hear you say that?
It was something like that. I got in, you know, I found, so I knew, just so you know, I knew about Legendary Marketer. I had seen it before. I wasn't sure what it was about, but I had seen many other marketers that I know from other programs that I've been in. I saw some of the names and I'm like, well, if they're doing this, or if, you know, if they're using this platform, there must be something there.
Let me clarify my question for you, because I want to make sure that I ask this clearly. When you started, did you hesitate or did you not start using the material or implementing it right away and leave and come back later? Didn't I hear you say that you came back later?
Yes. Yes.
Can you say because, more about that? Why yes, did you
because
leave?
Legendary.
Go ahead.
Sorry, there's a bit of a delay. There's just a bit of a delay on our line. But yes, you are right. When I came across some of the training where it showed me that, you know, TikTok is the way to go, I was avoiding TikTok, to be honest. That's what I was avoiding. I didn't want to do TikTok because I viewed it as a kid's social media platform, and I wasn't about to do the dance. That was the whole thing.
I got you.
So that is why I delayed. And then I watched, I think I must have watched Matt's TikTok training in the Legendary back office about 5 times. And I was like, I was listening to it in the gym several times. And I was like, I need to implement this. I need to get over this fear. And that's why I only started doing or implementing in January.
Okay. So it was a fear of being on video. You didn't want to seem like you were unprofessional or like you weren't a serious person, right?
I wouldn't say it was video necessarily. I have done Facebook Lives and YouTube videos before, but it was specifically TikTok because I couldn't figure out how I was going to use it, because you are right. I mean, former banker, of, you know, a bit of a serious person. So
yes. I totally understand. I get it.
You know, I did have that mindset that I don't want to be on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that was your hesitation. That was your procrastination. And as a result, you left and how long was it before you came back and actually watched that video you said that you watched that Matt was in?
So I watched it several times. I'm talking November, December last year. was when I was watching all these videos and going through the 15-day challenge, doing all of that. But I just wasn't sure if I was going to be implementing anything because, like I said, you know, TikTok was not something that I was excited about. So it was about 2 months, I would say, and then I implemented.
Okay. And what's happened since then? Talk to us about what do you, you know, how do you view that time looking back on it, where you were dealing with that fear or that concern of getting on TikTok? Tell us where you're at now. What's happened and what is it like now?
Oh, man. Firstly, I do wish I got started a lot sooner on TikTok. And I wish I found that training a lot sooner because, I mean, I'd seen other TikTok trainings. I just never took the platform seriously. But once I got inside the back office and I watched those trainings, I was like, okay, listen, these guys are saying we should use this. I think I'm going to pay attention. But it's been amazing. So, like I said, my following on TikTok went from firstly 1,000 to over close to 21,000 right now. It hasn't been consistent, but I've had days where I've generated over 200 leads in a day, which was phenomenal.
Define leads. Define what? How do you define a lead? Because there's a lot of different ways that we can define a lead. So how do you define a lead today?
Someone that's opted into my email list.
Okay.
So I had days where I had over 200 people opt into the email list, which was crazy because I had a video that went viral. And I mean, on top of that, this was just sort of a cherry on the top. I mean, just last week, I received a payment for a sponsored post because I've had companies and brands approaching me to do sponsored content and posts for them on TikTok on the channel. Which was not expected. I was like, wow, I didn't expect this to happen, but I welcome it.
Right. That's really cool. So I wanted to, I had a thought about how many leads you generated, how many leads you've generated some days. You said up to 200 leads. And I know a lot of people who pay when they advertise with Facebook ads, or I mean even TikTok ads or Google ads. I mean, I know people who are paying over $5 per lead. You know, you hear this $5 for a webinar registration. I know people who are paying $6, $7, $8, $10. I mean, and ultimately what they're going to sell on that webinar is hopefully going to make that money back and more. So keep that into consideration. I'm not, you know, I'm describing both the advertising cost as well as what they're going to do with those people. They're going to get them on a webinar and sell to them. But I mean, $2-$3 just driving traffic to a landing page from Facebook ads, $2-$3 a lead, $4 a lead is not, that's not abnormal. That's not a high cost. And for you to be, so if let's just say we were paying $4 a lead, that's $800. That's $800 in advertising, right? That one would normally have to pay to generate 200 fresh, qualified, targeted leads. And we have the ability through these very short form videos and these platforms, if we use them properly, we can't just go on TikTok and do any type of thing, but if we use them properly, the way that we train how to use them, the ability to generate 200 red hot leads that would normally cost you $800 and to be able to do that absolutely free. I'm sorry. I don't think people realize the power of this.
No, they don't. And I don't think I was taking this seriously enough. I came across a Gary Vee video just not too long ago. I was doing one video a day on TikTok, one. Then I ramped it up to two. And then I saw this Gary Vee video where he said, listen, you only got 12 to 18 months more to benefit from this organic growth that you are able to get on TikTok specifically. And he said, the number is four a day. I have failed at times, but I'm trying to keep up with 4 a day. So I've been pushing it up to 4 a day now, four videos a day. And I don't think that's too much to ask. So like I said, I don't get 200 leads every day, but every day I do get leads. Could be five, yeah. Some days are 10, some days are 20. But for me, what's important is it's the consistency of those leads coming in every single day.
You, everybody, all of you would be amazed. You would be amazed at how much money you can make each month with 10 qualified leads a day. You would be amazed. Most of you could possibly replace your income with 10 red hot qualified leads. Now, it's all about what you do with those leads, of course. If I was only getting 10 leads a day, okay, what I would be doing was I would be email, not only having my email sequence go out, but you can guarantee each 10 of those people would be getting a personal email from me. I would be connecting with people. And so I'm not saying that messaging people, do you remember, Aslam, just a second ago when I was talking about people cold messaging? I don't think emailing and messaging people is bad or it's a waste of time. But there's a big, big difference between messaging cold people who didn't ask for your email or your message and messaging people who just opted in and have just recently been watching videos that you shot with just your phone, by the way. And when you email them, a lot of times they act like, I can't even believe you're emailing me right now. It's almost like a celebrity's email. Have you been surprised at how some of the reactions that people have, almost like you're a celebrity, the power of the internet, it's almost like the power of Hollywood, people watching you on screen. You folks don't realize how much more authority and posture and influence you would have during a one-on-one exchange if they reached out to you first versus you reaching out to them first. Do you agree?
You know, it's so ironic. I don't know, maybe this was just coincidence that I got on this call today, but you know what? Because I've been getting so many leads, I knew that I'm going to need to connect with these people, because a lot of this, with my affiliate programs, where I've been making the sales is where I've actually had connections with people in the past. And you know, we got to bear in mind, TikTok is very cold traffic. Just today, I sent out an email to my list where I invited people, limited amount. I opened up about 18 slots for the month of May for a 15-minute private coaching session with me to get their online business started or just some guidance. And that email hadn't gone out for, I would say, 20 minutes, and I already had like 10 of the spots booked. And one of the people that actually sent a reply and said, you know what? And I think this is so important, especially for anyone watching this. When I sent out that email, this lady responded to me. She said, I'm 64 years old. And most online marketers, I don't think they realize that sometimes, you know, they send out all these bulk emails without thinking about the person on the other end. And it just feels like we are a number. So because you sent out this email, I don't know if you'll respond to me, which I did, but thank you for, you know, taking this to a personal level and being willing to actually connect with me, you know, on that level. So when I saw that, I was like, wow, you know what? The market email is sort of bombarded, so you have to stand out in another way. And unfortunately, this does take time, but I think it's necessary. So absolutely right. You do get that celebrity status, but it's welcome.
And there's ways that you can automate that personal touch. You know, I was working with a coaching client, which I don't take coaching clients anymore here at Legendary. It's just a time thing, But I did, and one of the coaching clients was Sergio Sixtos, and I shared with him maybe 9 months ago or something this strategy for basically, you know, sending out these you know, these personalized emails, but doing them in the in an automated form. And, you know, a lot of it, and it's a bit of it is taught inside of the Affiliate Marketing Business Blueprint. But a lot of it really is revolves around this concept of, you know, the 9-word email that revives dead leads. And basically what it is, is it's an email that you send out that basically just, you know, speaks to somebody like they're a friend instead of like they're a prospect on an email marketing list, like you just said. And so what I see a lot of people doing with their email marketing is I see them kind of always talking at people, right? Always just sending messages with a link to click. And the truth of the matter is that's a good strategy, especially as your list grows, right? But every once in a while, it's actually a good idea to send out an email or include in a PS line, hey, respond back to my email and let me know what you think about this, or if you have any questions that you want me to address on the upcoming live I'm going to do tonight at 6 p.m. or whatever. And the reason why is two things. The first reason why is because all of the email providers like Google and Yahoo, if they see that from your email address, you know, Dave at Legendary Marketer, whatever, that's the email address that you're sending emails from. If there's ever only emails that are going in one direction, they're probably going to put you in the spam folder more, because that's one of the things that Google, Yahoo, you know, Live, you know, MS or Microsoft or whatever, that's one of the things they look for. Does from this email address, does nothing but things go one way? There's never any two-way exchange, because two-way exchange would indicate that there's a conversation, there's real people. So one of the things that I think is really important to do, and you can write this email in your automated follow-up series, just do it early in your sequence so people get it, so people see it early. It might just be something like, hey, I didn't see any record of you enrolling in the 50, whatever it is, right? You can replace this section right here with whatever you want. I didn't see any record of you enrolling in blank or in, you know, booking the free coaching session. Are you still interested in learning how to blank? Again, fill in this blank, okay? Hit me back, right? And then I might just write, well, this was Sergio, right? So I just might write Sergio. So now this, and you might, you know, your email can allow you to put in the first name, right? Like AWeber, GetResponse, whatever, you can put in somebody's first name there. And so it feels even more personalized. But when you send out an email like this and you ask for a response back, what it does is, number one, again, it shows those email providers that you are a real person. People are actually having interaction with you, and they're going to inbox you a lot more. That's a big problem that a lot of marketers don't really think about. Gosh, my email marketing is not that effective. Well, maybe it's just getting triggered as spam, because you're also using words in your email like money or things like that that might also trigger. But this is one of the biggest things that if you, and now what also can you do, Aslam, when somebody responds back? Well, now all of a sudden you've got a red hot qualified prospect that if I'm only getting 10 leads a day, or even if I'm getting 20, 30 or 200, those who respond back are oftentimes some of my hottest prospects. And if they don't respond back, at least they saw me making an effort to make myself available. Aslam, what comes up for you as I go over some of these thoughts?
I think this right here was gold. You know, just what you mentioned. I was already thinking I'm going to go and put this in my follow-up series in the emails. because I have found, and that's why I decided to have this personal connection with people. I have found that, you know, my conversion rates haven't been that good. And it's not about converting, right? It's more about connecting and building a relationship. So I think what you just showed here is about entrenching that relationship, because most leads that come to you anyway from TikTok, for example, are cold people. They don't know you from above. So,
yeah, they don't. And you're absolutely right. Building, it's not about conversion. It's about connection. I love that. But it's not about connection, you know, me giving up my life and me having to become this, you know, martyr online, responding to everybody's messages. And I need to create, and that's one of the traps. It's a trap I see a lot of fresh new marketers fall into, which is, okay, I have a video that just went viral. Now I have 100 comments or 1,000 comments. I need to get lost in the weeds responding to every single person. When instead, the most important thing is create those 2 or 3 or 4 more pieces of content that next day and give people more clear calls to action to, hey, I had such a big response on my most recent video that I'm doing a free training. Go click the link in my bio, register for the free training that I'm doing, because I'm going to cover everybody's questions. Do you want to know how I make money? Do you want to know what products I sell? Do you want to, you know, I'm going to explain it all and answer all of your questions on this live training. So go register right now. And if I have a video that goes viral, over the next 2 or 3 days, 1 to 2 of my videos that I post are going to be calling out those people and referencing back to that video. I don't need to get lost in the comments though, people. I don't need to get lost in every Tom, Dick, and Harry who said cool or who said BS or whatever they call. I don't need to respond to every little thing. As a matter of fact, if I do respond to every little thing, it takes away from some of my busy posture, my professional, I'm busy, because am I really that busy that I got that I'm down in the comments? Does any of you ever see any major celebrities down in the comments of their post? Rarely.
Not even.
Rarely. So we have to use, when you say you had used a word automated, and automated is it is an opportunity. But more importantly, just we got to work smart. We got to, it's all about how we use the tools. And, you know, it's not so much about what tools we have. It's about how we use the tools. And you know, social media can use us or we can use it. And it's a lot more fun and a lot more profitable when we use it versus it using and abusing us. So what is some other advice that you have for new people? What should they look out for? What should they learn from? A couple of things that you've experienced that you would maybe say to your earlier self that you know now.
I think one of the most important things to know, because I have a bit of a problem. I'm a bit of a student. You know, I study and read a lot, and you can get lost in the education, but I think a better approach is to apply and implement as you learn. So I've now got a philosophy that the moment I learn something, any training, I bought one of the trainings Inside Legendary just recently, and every single thing that I thought made sense, I went and I implemented it as soon as possible, because that allows you, the learning actually takes place when you implement. The learning doesn't really take place that much when you're sitting and watching a video, you know? Mm. So when you implement, you find out what works and what doesn't work. So I think the main thing is don't procrastinate with the education that you're getting and then put off the implementation, because that's what I did for 2 months. I was learning these things and then I had this fear and I didn't implement. You know, where could I have been now? 2 months? Maybe I could have had 40,000 followers by now. You know, so yeah, life is best lived in hindsight. So I think that's one of the most important things. And then consistency is vital. You know, take advantage, especially of TikTok. I've also been seeing some success. I've got a Facebook group, So I started posting some Facebook reels, and I had one video so far go viral. I don't know why. I didn't think it was a brilliant video, but it got like 28,000 views. And now what I do is I take every video every day and I multipurpose it. I take off the branding from TikTok, and then it goes on Instagram reels, YouTube shorts, and Facebook reels. You know, I'm just making sure that I'm everywhere. And I actually had some guys sign up, come into my Facebook group. And, you know, you ask questions before someone gets into your group. And one of the guys, one of the questions I have is, you know, who introduced you to this group? And the guy's response was, I saw the ad on Facebook. It wasn't real. It wasn't an ad. But he said, right. I saw the ad on Facebook. So that's working. So I bought one of the first things I also bought. I have to say this. One of the first trainings I bought in Legendary when I got started was that your training. It's that omnipresent formula training.
Yeah.
Multi-purpose, you know, your content creation. That training, I promise you, was probably the biggest eye opener for me when it comes to content creation, because something I hadn't thought of, which you speak about in that training, which was the biggest takeaway for me, was that you don't need to come up with your own content. All the great ideas have already been, you know, found. You just need to go and find that information and then, you know, put it out in the world in your own voice, you know, under your own branding. And, and people will basically come towards that. That was one of the biggest things I learned in Legendary, hands down, because I saw it in multiple trainings. And I don't think people like understand the significance of that, because that takes away a big issue, which is content creation. Most people don't know what to create as content. Because when you think 4 videos a day, you're like, oh, man. How do I do 4 videos a day? How do I do 5 videos a day?
Like I got to write five Hollywood scripts or something for that, right?
Yeah, so I mean, I go onto YouTube, I go onto TikTok, I go onto Instagram, I look at some of the people that I'm following, other affiliate marketers. I don't copy them. I take their message, and then an idea pops in my head and I say, oh, I know how I'm going to do this, and I go and put that on TikTok. I take a YouTube video that's 15 minutes long, but I like one thing in it, and I make that my content for that TikTok video.
It's so true. You all do not have to reinvent the wheel. It's all about the delivery. It's all about the delivery. You are not the message. You are the messenger. You don't have to come up with the message. You just have to become a messenger. And if you become a messenger, you're in the game. But if you don't, you're not in the game. You're going to live the rest of your life receiving messages from messengers, you know? And every great leader in life was a messenger. Every rich and wealthy person, if you look at religious figures, if you look at you look at back in history, political figures, you look at anybody who made, you look at everybody, look back through their own culture and others, and you'll see how people didn't really invent information. We as a human species have been doing similar things for a long time. But when you take a complicated idea and you communicate it in a simple way, or you communicate it in an entertaining way, or you communicate it with a unique analogy, like you relate it to something in your life, now it's brand new. You've taken an old message and you've made it brand new with a new messenger. And it's sort of like basketball. Nobody is coming up with any new rules to the game. Nobody's coming up with any new ways to play the game. All the ways have been done. Nobody's doing anything new. As a matter of fact, new players are trying to go back to the basics. You know, play defense, get rebounds, is all you got to do is watch the playoffs and listen to them. They're not philosophers. They're not like, oh yes, I was out on the court and gravity took its course and I threw it up. And then all of a sudden, you know, Will came and jumped out of the crowd and flipped around and did a, No, it's none of that. It's just, hey, we were on the rebounds. It's a new messenger. It's a new person that's bringing the game to the world. You know, new messengers, new players are playing it with their own unique style, and that makes it exciting. And so the same thing happens with us online. I'm never going to say anything that's brand new. Nobody's ever going to stop time and say, oh, David Sharp, that was, oh my God, let's etch what you just said in stone. Nope, it's not that important. I'm just taking what I've learned, or if I learned something and then I did it, now I have my own experience and I'm just simply talking about that, but not a single thing that you or I or anybody else says is going to be a groundbreaking, brand new word, sentence, or idea that's never been heard before. And yeah, that takes a lot of pressure because I don't even really have to be creative if I don't want to. Literally, if I need to get started, I can look at other people and simply model their content. It's that simple. But you do not need to be a brain rocket scientist, somebody who, you don't need to be a Hollywood writer writing and storyboarding out scripts and ideas for your videos. No, just get on camera and talk about shit that can help people. Be valuable. Pass along ideas that you heard. There should have been 50 to 100 things that anybody could have taken away from this conversation and have 4 videos for the next 4 days. It's all about listening and saying, ooh, I want to pass that along. And I want to add one other thing to something that you said. Not only when you learn something, should you implement it right away, because that's the best way to learn something, but you should teach it to somebody else, because the best way to learn it, and you know this, the best way to learn it is actually to explain it and teach it to somebody else. Do you agree with that?
100%, 100%. You know, one of the earliest online trainings, one of my coaches told me, because I had a fear, I didn't want to do videos because I was like, what do I know that I can teach people? And he said to me, remember, every third grader wants to be like a fourth grader. So just teach the person one step behind you something new that you may have learned today, and they love you for that forever. Because the third grader is not looking at the guy in 12th grade and saying, I want to be like him. He's like, I want to be like the guy in the grader above me. How did he get there? And that's where people want to be. They just, you know, if you can just take people along on that journey with you, with every little thing that you learn, automatically they start resonating with you and they relate to you a lot better. There was another training that I watched while I was watching in the Marketers Club, in the Legendary Marketers Club. And one of the videos, one of the guys you interviewed said something very, very similar. He said, you know, when we were driving the fancy cars, no one was relating to us. People couldn't relate to us because they were seeing these penthouses and fancy cars. And they're like, well, I don't have any of that, so I can't be successful. But when they took all of that away and they started speaking about the daily grind and things they're going through, they started making more sales. Why? Right. Because now people could relate to them a lot better. So the less you know, the more you know. The less you know, the more you know, because you actually know something that someone else doesn't know. And you don't, you know, when you know, they say that what's given us or what we already possess, we never value. If you've got a fancy car, it was fancy for a month or 2 months, but then it's not fancy anymore and you don't value it. So value the education that you already possess and teach it to someone else, because that's also how you're going to learn and become better.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I've experienced everything that you're talking about. And I also, when you said the more you know, the less you know, I really know what you mean by that, because the more someone learns as a marketer and an entrepreneur, the more difficult it is to connect with that brand new person, because now the more you learn, the more like sometimes we start speaking over people's heads. And one of the best skills that any of you will ever learn is how to dumb things down. And I know that sounds weird. Like, why would I want to dumb things down? It's not that you want to sound dumb, but it's not really that you want to sound smart. Because if you sound like a freaking genius, then the people who are listening to you are going to go, this guy's a genius. I'm not a genius. I probably can't do this. But if they look at you and they can relate and they can identify and they say, hey, I get what this person's talking about. You ever heard somebody describe somebody as down to earth? He's really down to earth. You know what that means? It means he speaks in plain language. He doesn't use big words. He doesn't try to speak over my head. And the best influencers in the world are not the people that you see on Instagram with 100,000 followers. A lot of those people are broke. It's people who really know how to, you know, work and connect with people by just speaking in plain language. You know, a lot of those people are CEOs of companies. A lot of those types of people are very wealthy. You know, a lot of them are not on social media. But the real influencers, the real people who are making money in this industry, I've done fairly well. Russell Brunson has made a ton of money. You know, there's a few other people that I can say have done really well. I know they've made tens of millions of dollars in the online space. Man, they're really smart people, but they really, really focus on keeping the things that they say in their videos and their sales letters and so forth really, really simple and easy to understand. And I don't know who it was that said this quote, but it was somebody that said the mark of a genius is not somebody who can make simple things complicated. It's somebody who can make complicated things simple. And so my question to all of you as you've listened to this today is, you know, how can you go out, be the messenger instead of trying to invent the message? And then how can you communicate it in a way that people understand it? Because the more that you try to put on an act or try to sound smarter than you are, it's futile. It's worthless to do that. What instead everybody should focus on is being the messenger and keeping it so dang simple. And just trying to, like, I love that analogy of the fourth and the third grader. No third grader wants to be a ninth grader. They just want to be a fourth grader. So each and every one of us can teach somebody, is all you have to do is really teach them how to take the next step. How do they take the next step? You don't need to teach them how to take the step that's 10 steps down the road. Just teach them how to take the next step. And what most of our content should be, if we're in the make money online space, but also really in any industry, is we should be marketing to the people who want to get started, not people who have already gotten started. The biggest step that most of us are trying to get people to take is that get started step. That's why I always talk about inspiration stories. You hear me every day on this wake up show asking people, what did you do when you got started? You notice I don't talk about a lot of technically heavy stuff because it's unnecessary. And quite frankly, that's the 10th step. Most people haven't taken that first step. So my job really is to inspire them to get started. What do they need to know to get started? Well, they need to know that there's others who are like them that have done it. They need to know that it's real. They need to know that there's payoff with the risk that they can earn, that there's earning potential here with these skills. You know, they need to know that it's not a scam. They need, you know, all, I know that people need to know those things before they need to know all this complicated stuff about funnels and everything else. They need to take that first step. And that's actually rather simple to talk about. If we just keep it focused and simple on those pieces, instead of trying to go on live streams, go live and do heavy technical training in any of our content, it's unnecessary. And what it does is creates more questions for people because you're giving them step 10 when, again, they need step 1. How do I get started? Do you agree with that?
No, that's 100%. You know, people get confused. It's information overload. They're bombarded every single day. You know, so the simpler we can keep it, the better. And that's what gets people started eventually. You know, a lot of the people that you're going to find, especially in this space, when you speak online business, online marketing, they're thinking about highly tech. They think they need to become coding specialists or something. They don't understand what online marketing is. They don't understand. So one of the best videos I did on TikTok, and I sort of knew it was going to do well, but it was a video where I spoke something about the fact that I was a banker, and I had people reply there where they were like, I'm also a banker. How do I get out? How did you get out? You know, so that story, you know, stories, they know they say facts tell, stories sell. You know, when you can tell stories, if you're looking for a way to dumb it down, that's what I found personally. That's what works for me. Because I found if I become too technical, people sort of switch off because I'm speaking to that logical brain. They don't understand what I'm speaking about. But when I tell a story and I relate to them a story as an example, they understand it better. And I speak around a pain that I experienced, that connection is almost instantaneous. You know, so, you know, I did a live training several months ago where I had to stand on stage and I told personal stories. And every person that came up and said it was valuable was not because of the technical stuff. It was all the stories that were being shared from the stage. And they said, you know what, I could relate. I went through the same struggles you went through. So when you want to relate to people and sell more, tell them more stories, because that's going to dumb it down as much as possible. Nothing is simpler than a story. Dave, I'm not sure if it's just me. You're muted, I think.
Yeah, sorry. I was muted. We listen to stories as young children. So we're prepared and programmed to listen to stories from a really, really young age. Man, these tips that you're giving away are really, really, they're simple, but they're powerful. And I hope that those of you listening can really take away today the power of keeping things simple, the power of keeping things simple, the power of the dynamics versus the mechanics. You know, the dynamics are, and I've been saying this for a long time, they are these stories, and they are learning how to tell them, and they are, you know, learning how to tease and tickle somebody's, you know, their emotions while engaging them intellectually. You know, I can't just tell stories the entire time in a sales video. I have to make an offer and it has to make sense. So the rabbit hole goes very deep in terms of how much we can learn and how we can use these skills to make more money. But it all starts with each one of us learning how to just either get in front of a camera or sit down in front of a blank piece of paper and create an ad. You know, it's ultimately what we're doing. And great ads are funny. Great ads tell stories. Just sit down on your TV. Maybe we've all been watching too much Netflix and we haven't seen a good commercial in a long time. But sometimes you got to sit down and just watch a good old-fashioned commercial. Sometimes you got to go through, you know, good old-fashioned advertising from brands that have been around for 50 years and look at the consistency and the simplicity of their messaging. And remember that it's, you know, complicated ideas don't scale. Simple ideas scale. And so your message has to be simple. It has to be easy to hear. It has to be easy to comprehend. Nobody wants to think too hard. So make it easy for people. I always ask people who work closely around me, I say, how easy do you make it for people to give you money? Do you make it really hard? I see people who make it incredibly hard for people to give them money. You know, they're in business and it's like a I gotta jump through hoops to come give you money. I'm the customer. If a business has not made it so simple that is all I have to do, I don't have to think. I just have to reach for my wallet or I have to click a link on my phone or in my email. And it's no, I don't want to do any of the work as a consumer. If I'm buying, if I'm paying, if it's hard, I'm also going to leave the page. So how easy do you make it for people to give you money? If you make it incredibly difficult by always talking about complicated things or, you know, trying to be too smart or overcomplicate this, well, you know, you're probably not going to make a lot of money because you're making it hard for people. Do people know how to get a hold of you if they want to give you money? What if somebody wants to buy, but they're having an issue on the checkout page? Is there a way they can quickly respond to an email in your inbox? Did you tell them to save your address? Right? I don't know. Just and I relate that sometimes to our advisors here. Sometimes we have people that want to buy our programs and they're emailing customer support. I say, hey, John, you haven't made it very easy for this person to know how to get a hold of you, have you? Because they want to give you money and they don't know how to get a hold of you, right? So, you know, another part of this game is how easy do we make it for people to give us money? And all of it revolves around really just simple messaging, simple stories, simple tips, and then clear calls to action. And then when somebody clicks that link and lands on your landing page, make it crystal clear every step of the way. Ask yourself, if I was the person going through this, would any of this confuse me? Would any part of this be confusing? And it's one of the reasons why I don't like to put multiple offers inside of an email or multiple things. I see these emails and people got 50 links. Follow me on TikTok, follow me on Instagram. If you can get a human being to click on one link and do one thing from an email, you're doing good. So don't ask the person to do 50 things. That's the other way that we make it simple on customers. Don't ask somebody to do things that are hard. Don't ask somebody to do things that you don't want to do. I don't want to click 50 links and follow you on 50 platforms. I don't have time for that right now, right? But I have time to click one link and watch a quick video, right? Something simple. So, Aslam, thank you so much. I could talk marketing all day, but I actually have to get in my vehicle. I'm going to drive to Orlando and we're going to host a mastermind this weekend. I got to stop talking. I shouldn't have been talking this much because I need to have some voice for this weekend, but we're going to be in Orlando. So I'm going to stop talking now. Aslam, you need to stop talking because you've given way too much away this morning. That's what you do, right?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a teacher, so I love teaching people stuff. Every time my wife knows that. Every time I learn something, she knows she's about to learn something because I'm going to be talking.
Well, take care of yourself, my friend. Come back and see us again in the future, all right? And keep up the good work, buddy.
Okay. Cheers, Dave.
All right, Aslam. See you, buddy. All right, my friends, you all have a fantastic day. I'll see you guys at the mastermind who are coming. I'm really excited too. I got to stop talking though, so I have a voice. We are going to be going live tomorrow morning as well from the mansion in Orlando. So tune in. Do not miss that. Thanks, Aslam, for a wonderful episode. Go and follow him, show him some support, and get on out of here. Have a fantastic day. Be legendary. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.